Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Conference championship weekend. It's that time of year, baby. A lot of people are going to be upset. A lot of people are going to be happy. And more importantly, there's a lot of bets to be had. A lot of bets to be had and a lot of strange bets. This is the time of strange bets. This is times of coin tosses when you get to the Super Bowl because you only have a couple games to make bets on. This is your last chance to really make money if you're a football bettor.
Absolutely.
So here we are on the Sunday spread. Sean Bell, Devin Caney, BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Before we start, listen.
You're just not going to introduce Barrett Brooks?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I said Barrett Brooks, right?
I'm losing my mind. Yeah. Okay, no, thank you.
No. I'm just out today.
I was looking at his face and he
time
was just
out.
Like.
Time out.
All right.
I'm going to ask Kev. Did I not
Sean
say
Bell,
so? Give me a nod.
You said Sean. Sean Bell.
Okay. We got to check the tape here. I feel like I said it quickly.
Devin Caney. And Barrett's sitting there like,
and then you said, BetQL.
Yeah.
Well, good, because I don't want to introduce Barrett because he's trying to shine on us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a hater like that. I'm starting to show off with hate. I'm a hater like that. He's trying to shine on us. He's trying to, you know what I mean, bling it out.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Look at him.
I took the two chains out. That's what it
come
is.
Come on, man. Who you think you are over here,
they're
man?
They're very sparkly.
I'm too broke. I didn't. Oh, he checked it back. Damn, that quick. My bad, Barrett. My bad, B. I'm a hater. You know what I mean? I saw the chains, and I was like, nah. Nah.
Yeah, they're distracting.
I used to be a football player, so I had money.
Nah. Us broke individuals, we hate on the sidelines.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
And jury never like gets old. So, you know, I used to have money. I used to have a lot of money. Now I'm with you guys.
Would you wear this when you're playing?
Yeah.
You weren't scared that someone's going to, like, rip it off?
No, not in the game, no. Because it was tucked underneath my shoulder pads.
Okay.
Had to shine a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Then when it took my pads off, you know, I had to bling.
Nobody keyed to leave you? Nobody tried to
yank
that joint, right. Michael Crabtree style? Like, well, give me that thing.
I always wonder that when I see players wearing, like, necklaces or even with long hair. I'm like, I feel like you're setting yourself up to be
I used to wear
grabbed.
Diamond earrings in my ear. Now I just got a black diamonds. Black diamond, I mean, diamond earrings. And I stopped wearing them because I was in practice one day and Joey Porter had like a 3-carat rock in his ear.
Oh, no.
And lost it on the field, on the practice field.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not good.
Tight.
That's not good.
Tight. He probably had everybody out there searching. Hottest the whole equipment team, interns.
Hottest fish grease.
Go look at it.
He didn't know where he lost it at, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we run around, you know, different fields.
You know, some intern pocketed that.
With the car on the field?
The person, like, taking care of the field found it.
I'm out of here.
Like, gotcha.
That's mine.
Gotcha.
100%. Hey. I'm going to tell y'all, I was nervous to come into this show.
Why?
Why is that?
And
because you're the last man standing with your squad?
No. Because I've never had so much anxiety watching a game before, I think, in my life. Watching the 49ers. Watching the 49ers. Green Bay game. Because part of my brain was saying, how can I come in here this week if the 49ers lose? all the trash talking I did, all the needling I did the week prior when it came to the Philadelphia Eagles was going to bite me right in the butt. Like, I was nervous to come into this show and after that trash Brock Purdy performance, my guy.
And the hater in me wanted them to lose so bad.
It looked like they were going to lose.
And they should have. And your quarterback,
Brock Purdy was trying his hardest to lose that game.
And it would have been poetic justice because that's your guy. You love him, man.
I do.
You love Love.
I do.
You love Love.
I do. I love Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I love Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, again, scared. He played. Brock Purdy's, again, we'll get to this later, but Brock Purdy is trash in the rain. I don't know if y'all ever watched his rain games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I watch. Trash in the rains. Like, I don't pay attention. I was telling our producer Kev, I don't really pay attention to certain things at the combine. When they do hand size, I immediately was like, this mofo must have the smallest hands ever.
Bro.
Like, this must be the reason. He is so erratic in the rain. Again, we'll talk about 49ers
Yeah,
later,
because it's perfect skies, man. It's like be 72 and beautiful in San Fran.
That's why my prediction for this week has changed since I saw that it was going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah, beautiful.
Because it matters for Brock Purdy. The other thing I want to start with is hate. Since I was hating on you with your shine, I didn't even want to say your name to start the show off. I was hating on you. I want to start off with a little hate. Who would you hate to see win it all out of these four?
The 49ers.
See, that's
it. And the Chiefs.
That's my point. You got to pick one. Because that was my dilemma. Like, in Philadelphia, I know they hate the 49ers the most. You as a Swiftie. Even as a Swiftie.
Yeah.
The annoyance I have for if Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift wins the Super Bowl will be an annoyance to a level I've never had before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting off with hating this show, guys. I do not want to see, and that's no disrespect to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift seems cool, right? Like, she's a superstar, all those things, one of the three biggest superstars in the world, if you actually account the world, right? The other countries. But I just can't. The annoyance of Travis drops a ball.
Taylor.
We get to Taylor. Travis does it. Travis, nice block.
Yeah.
Travis can pick his nose,
I can't. Yeah. And then it's all the celebrity friends, and I'm not one of those types.
So that's what's getting me. It's the box. It's the box. I was talking to my uncle about it, and he's like, oh, like the box with all the cool kids, like almost as if it's high school. And it does feel that way. It's like, I'm so sick of week after week seeing the
My center was there too.
Who?
My center was there.
Who?
In the box.
Jason.
Jason Kelce.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said your center.
Yeah, my center.
Yeah.
Not my tight end, but my center.
We'll get it. Because I have so many thoughts on this. So back to your original point, Sean, 49ers or Chiefs. I know that we hate the 49ers here in Philadelphia. I think right now, if I were to tell you, like, if I could choose one team to guarantee lose on Sunday, it would be the Chiefs because I'm so sick of it. I'm so annoyed. And I don't blame, like, it's not Taylor Swift's fault, but it's just, it's too much. And also, haven't they won enough? I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
Don't you have enough? Don't you have enough? Patrick Mahomes. I'm sick of seeing Brittany Mahomes celebrating, doing secret handshakes with Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes' brother. My center, Jason Kelce. Sure, it was great. I just appreciate that he kind of stole Taylor Swift's
last
name. Because it's like, pick the Taylor Swift, and then it's like, oh, no, Jason Kelce is shirtless out in the cold. Okay, chugging beer.
Slamming beer.
I love that, but it's like, it's too much. So see, I totally agree.
I don't mind, like, I'm okay with Patrick Mahomes winning 8 Super Bowls. To me, he's the best thing to watch in football. I love it. I just hate everything around him except his pops. You know, I love his pops. His pops
like
is hilarious. Smoking on packs.
His dad's hilarious.
Smoking on packs, right? But like again, Taylor, you know, some of it's her fault because she you could tell she eggs it on. But it's real high school stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm the high school cheerleader to the popular athlete, and everyone's living out their high school dreams in a Mahomes box. And grow up. And I'm not even a type to say keep football, right? Like, I'm not one of those individuals. But in this case, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, we forget that he signed a $500 million contract, you know what I'm saying, over 10 years. Mm-hmm. That I'm hating because of that. I'm hating because, number one, I see too many damn commercials on Patrick Mahomes and Mahomes this and
Mahomes Auto.
Same with Travis Kelce, though. I feel like every other commercial is Travis Kelce.
Too many commercials for him. You know, yeah. I want to see some.
I love it.
Ravens commercials.
I love the hate. I brought y'all into the hate in my blood. I brought y'all into the hate in my blood. I love it. So with that said, geez, Ravens. All right, Ravens favored in this game 3.5. The over under 44.5. Money line for Baltimore -200. KC +165. Another AFC championship game. Patrick Mahomes doesn't know life not being in the AFC championship game. And for the first time, maybe not the first time because he's been an underdog before, but he's normally not the underdog in these type of games, and he's normally not on the road. It's only going to be his second road game ever in the playoffs from what I'm seeing. So that's going to be amazing. Baltimore, I mean, Lamar Jackson's the MVP. We all know he's going to be MVP. He has a chance to potentially be one of the only guys to have an MVP, a Super Bowl, and a Super Bowl MVP. He's chasing that type of history right now. Mark Andrews. Full participation in practice. So he's going to be
That's
in that game.
Big.
Your tight ends. He's
That's
going to be
huge.
In. What
That's
level huge. He's going to be on is going to be a question mark. All right. Chiefs relatively healthy also. You got some guys who did not play or did not participate in practice, but it looks like all those guys are going to play like Pacheco, that they're going to be fine. It doesn't look like they're going to have anybody that's going to be for sure out. 4 degrees. Could be a little rainy, a little windy, but again, both of those teams used to playing in that type of weather. Barrett, I'll start with you before we get into the bet portion, because we'll do that in the next segment. Just analyze this game and what you see from this game.
It's going to be a track meet, man. It's going to be a track meet, a lot of running. You know, even Patrick Mahomes is going to have to run because they have a great defense, And when you look at, you know, the players that they have on the defensive side of the ball, this is where football is really being played. This will be the best game because the defense of both sides are so good. Secondaries, top-notch secondaries, elite level at the linebacker play for the Ravens. Elite pass rushing when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you look at all the things point to this being the game of the century. What is it, 3 o'clock on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
the first game. I can't wait. I mean, I already went and bought all my wings. I make my own wings. When I can sit back and watch, I make my own wings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, great recipe that you guys need to know. When you fry your wings up, you want to make the wing sauce. What you do, you take hot sauce. Well, first of all, let me start. You got to take the butter. You take the butter and you start, you know, you start cooking it, simmering a little bit. And then you put in minced garlic, right? Uh-huh. Let that minced garlic, you know, darken up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like it's roasting a little bit. And as you're doing that, then you take the packets of the ranch dressing packets.
Uh-huh.
What is it called? You know,
I don't know.
Thousand Island packets, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Well, it's ranch package. You put that ranch package in there, and you have that simmer around that garlic, and then you put the hot sauce in there and bring it, you know, bring it up a little bit. Then you pour it on the wings.
You see why he's a left tackle.
Great football and great wings like that. Have your cold one sit next to you. That's what life is about. Yeah. I cannot wait. And I'm going to make sure that I fry it in two shifts. I'm going to fry me 10, sit down, watch the game, have me a couple, and then I'm going to fry me 10 more for the second game.
You can see that's why life. He kept his weight up to be a left tackle.
Hey, man, yeah.
Right tackle. You can see it right there.
That's what football is all about, though. Mm-hmm. You got great defense. Nobody really likes defensive play. Everybody wants to talk about the ball flying out of the quarterback's hands and running the rock and all that. No. Watch these defenses. You've got great secondary plays from both defenses. Linebacker play from elite-level linebackers. There might be the number one or number 1A linebacking crew with Queen and for Chicago. Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith, yeah.
Can you imagine how many those guys running around and tattooing? And then you got a pass rush from the Kansas City Chiefs.
So wait.
Jones.
Let me get this straight. Philadelphia. Great linebacker play matters?
It absolutely does.
Interesting.
It absolutely. And you know what? And hopefully with what I assume is going to be the defensive coordinator, he brings that great linebacker play that he had, mm-hmm. While he was with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Patrick Swilling, guys like that, Sam Mills, Ricky Jackson, those linebackers when he was with the Ravens. Yeah. He had guys could rush about. He had Ray Lewis. Guys like that. Terrell Suggs, Adalius Thomas, that hybrid guy that rushes the passer and plays linebacker. Hopefully he brings those guys here in Philadelphia. We start recruiting those guys here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
But I digress. Let me get back. But great defense, man. Great defense.
Dev, let's go to you.
So Barrett mentioned the defenses. I know we're going to get into the bets next segment. I think that this game is the Ravens to lose. The Ravens, yes, the Chiefs have Chris Jones and a lot of talented defensive pieces. The Ravens have the better overall defense.
Absolutely.
I also think that they have the better overall quarterback right now. As you mentioned, Lamar Jackson is probably most likely going to win MVP for the regular season. The Ravens have the better O-line, better D-line overall, better linebackers, better special teams, better wideouts. Kansas City still dropping passes. They played a Bills defense that was decimated. And yes, I look in my bracket that we showed on this show, 2 weeks ago, yeah. I had the Bills going to the Super Bowl. I was wrong. I think
Me
a lot
too.
Of people
Me
were
too.
Wrong.
Me too.
And I was like, oh, the Chiefs made it again. I was just hoping that the Chiefs wouldn't make it to another AFC championship game.
I know.
I'm wrong. That being said, I think the Ravens are the overall better team in almost every single aspect. The thing that the Chiefs have, two things, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And it's hard to bet against those two, but I'm going to do just that, and we'll get into that next segment. I like that for a tease.
Yeah, again, this is going to be...
You're
going to
go Kansas City, aren't you?
I don't know.
Really?
I'm going to decide by the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to decide by the end of this show, but I am truly...
It's tough, man. It's tough.
This is a truly tough one for me, and it goes back to something I said last week. So we'll go back to that in the next segment, then finally get into some bets, some props, et cetera, with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens game. Once again, this is the Sunday Spread. Barry Brooks.
Oh, there you go.
Sean Bell, Devin Caney, presented by BetMGM. Once again, welcome back to Conference Championship edition of this, the Sunday Spread. Devin Caney, Sean Bell, Barrett Brooks. We were talking about the Ravens game, the Kansas City Chiefs game. And the last thing you said, Dev, is what sort of worries me about this pick, right? Because last week I said I have my mind and I have my gut when it came to the game.
Yeah.
I said my mind says, hey, the Buffalo Bills are more talented. Like you ran through things with Baltimore. Oh, they're more talented here, and there. You could have said that a lot of with the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they just get it done, dog. Mm-hmm. Under any circumstances, they just know how to get it done. You can expect a certain level from them. And at the end of the day, if their wide receivers catch, right? Like if they catch 95% of the balls thrown their way, they're probably going to win. Because that's how good Patrick Mahomes is, despite what defense they're in. So
wow, that's crazy. You got the best player in the league, one of the best, probably the best coach in the league, the best player in the league against the best all-in-all team in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I know what level I'm going to get from Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. I just know, right? Baltimore, you assume that they're going to continue to play at the level that they're playing at, but what code has Patrick Mahomes not been able to crack?
Well, like, this will be this NFC, this AFC championship game will be the ultimate test this season for Patrick Mahomes because this is hands down the best defense he will face all season.
Yeah.
So it's, look, is he, yes, he's a great quarterback. I'm not taking anything away from him or Andy Reid and their success. I'm not saying that if they don't beat the Ravens, he's not, you know, one of the greatest of all time, but I am saying that he can crack a lot of codes. This Ravens defense is pretty solid, so it's going to be a really hard test for Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense to see if they can crack it.
Yeah, and it's going to be crucial for them to Baltimore Ravens get. Like, to me, this game's going to end up being...
And a test for the Ravens defense. Can they stop Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, to me, it's all about pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, when Patrick lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay, that's because he had basically five backup offensive linemen, and he was running from his life. You remember the picture when he was had the Superman pose trying to throw a pass. And by the way, the wide receiver dropped that pass, if we remember back to it. But if you have him running for his life in that way quickly, then you can win this game. But if he has any a little bit of a time, and you know Patrick can create more time, he's going to win the game. Their guard, Joe Tooney, did not participate. That's the only one that's up in the air. So that can affect this game because who gets pressure? Oh, no, by the way, Jadeveon Clowney is balling.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Jadeveon Clowney is balling. I had an argument with our producer a while back. I think it was Kyle Quinn, right? About Jadeveon Clowney. And some people call him a bust.
I can't tell.
I know he was the number one pick, and he was expected to be, like, one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time. But to me, you can't call a bust a guy who starts 10 years and it starts for 10-plus years, has three, four Pro Bowls, and is still playing at this level. Like, Jadeveon Clowney is getting after it. And the question about him has always been the motor. But in big-time moments, that's when he decides to turn the motor on. And you saw him turn the motor on last week. So I think that's going to be a great matchup to watch. Does Jadeveon Clowney consistently win in pass pressure situations against the Kansas City Chiefs?
If
he does, I think the Baltimore Ravens win. If he doesn't, I think Patrick Mahomes finds what he needs to find and shreds up that defense.
Well, when I look at it, you got Jadeveon Clowney, then you have Kyle Van Noy and Brett Urban. All mm-hmm. three of those guys can rush the passer. But then also I look at this. This Ravens team, I think they've won like nine games against teams with double-digit wins. Nine games with teams that have won double-digit games by two touchdowns or more.
Mm-hmm.
By two touchdowns or more.
They've won more than half their games against winning teams.
That's crazy.
Where when you look at the Chiefs, they've kind of struggled, especially, you know, obviously throughout the regular season. They're succeeding in the postseason so far, but they are the best defense that they'll face. The Ravens are the best defense that the Chiefs will face all year.
Absolutely. So I to me, when you take those type of stats as far as double-digit wins by winning record teams, and then you add – the defense that they have, and then their ability to keep the ball on offense with that threat at the quarterback position, it's just harder and harder for me to go with this Kansas City Chiefs side. But then you got Mr. All-World, the best player in football, Patrick Mahomes. How do you bet again? How do you – and they have a great head coach also, you know. Harbaugh's a great coach, but he's not on Andy Reid's level. Andy Reid, you have to say, is the best coach in the NFL right now.
Yeah, well, Bill Belichick, he's by far. I mean, Andy Reid's the top five head coach of all time, I would argue.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right, like you go Belichick, Bill Walsh, and then after that it's
– up in the air, yeah, you're right.
Up in the air to me. Like those are the two GOATs, and then you start going with Chuck Knoll,
yep.
Andy Reid,
man, it's
Jimmy Johnson. Like I don't know who goes after that. So with that said, let's get to some of the bets, and let's get to prop it or drop it. Our producer, Kevin Lapka, is going to come in and sort of give us some props, and we're going to say whether we like it or whether we don't like it. Let's go. Oh, and Kev says George Halas. So
George Halas, yeah, you can't leave.
I'm just salty towards Andy Reid because he never won anything here in Philadelphia, and then he went to Kansas City and like build a dynasty. I'm sorry. That's what always gets me. And I think it's part of my Chiefs hatred and kind of why I, a reason, contributing factor to why I want them to lose, because everyone in Philly is like respects and reveres Andy Reid. I'm like, what did he do for you?
Right.
What did he do for you? He didn't do anything. Yeah. Took you to a bunch of NFC championship games and lost.
Right, right.
Anyways.
He didn't have Pat, though.
Had to get that
No in. Disrespect to Donovan. He was great, but he ain't had Pat.
Well, yeah. No, he didn't have Pat.
Kev, what you got, man?
All right. Propertor, drop it, guys. He's back. Mark Andrews, plus 200 to score in his first game back since November 16th. Before the injury, he had 6 touchdowns in 10 games. Theoretically, 6 touchdowns in 9 games, because in that 10th game, he got hurt pretty early on against the Bengals. So plus 200 for Mark Andrews to find the end zone in his first game back. Are you propping or dropping that one?
Who's going first?
You know what? I'm a prop it. Simply because he probably won't be the target of the Chiefs trying to stop him. Isaiah Likely has just stepped out of his shell and become a really potent tight end now, you know. And I know his, you know, receiving yards is only 20 yards. That's because of Andrews is back. But man, I could see them putting out 12 personnel, one running. Well, I go 22 personnel, 2 running backs, 2 tight ends, and having those 2 guys on the field with that fullback. That I'm saying he's a running back. That's hard to defend. So I say, who do you pick? Likely's the better receiving tight end, but Andrews is just so solid, man. So I'm going with it. Yeah, I'm propping that.
I am going to drop it. I'm going to drop it. No disrespect to Mark Andrews. I just think it's too risky with his first game back, and the value's not like that great. Like plus 200 just isn't worth it to me. Because we don't know what capacity he's going to be involved in this game, especially when they have, I say Likely, who is also talented as a tight end. So I'm going to drop this one. Sorry, Mark Andrews.
I'm going to drop it too. Just because of the nervous level. I'm with when a player comes back from injury, I'm always too nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not good to be, but I'm always too nervous. Like, all right, how well, much are plus, you? Are you 70%? Are you 90%? Yeah. Like,
and
what
I know
are
the
you?
Weather for Sunday in Baltimore is like iffy right now. The forecast, I believe, shows potentially some rain and wind, which means we don't know the amount of throwing and passing Lamar is going to do when we know he's perfectly capable of using his legs instead. So, yeah.
Well, also, you got to look at this, though. That's his number one target. It has been his number one target, not just this season, but for years. And that's another reason why I want to get my guy back into the fold. I want to get him going again. I want him to feel comfortable going into the Super Bowl. You know, I'm thinking that's what he's going to be thinking.
I get it. I mean, I think me and Dev are just a little too nervous for this one. Kev, what you got next?
Well, stemming off of that, actually, Isaiah Likely wasn't listed on BetMGM for receiving props until today, once it was announced that Mark Andrews was officially active. So his numbers are now up, and he's listed at 21.5 receiving yards. So if you don't think Mark Andrews is going to be a big factor, and you think he might be a decoy out there in his first game without injury, and you still think they'll feed Isaiah Likely as that number one tight end option in that offense, 21.5 could be a steal. So are you going to prop or drop Isaiah Likely if you think Mark Andrews isn't going to be the player he typically is coming off injury?
See, that's tough. That's tough.
Drop.
I don't know.
Drop.
You think you're gonna drop it?
I'm still too nervous again. I don't know which one.
I like the number because it is low.
21.5.
This is the Bijan versus Tyler Aegier situation. Like, yes, I don't know who's getting the rock right now. Like,
and that's the David Montgomery who got into the NFC game. David Montgomery, Jameer Gibbs also. It's like, all right, I don't know which.
Cost me so much money.
Oh, yeah.
They feed off each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing when you look at Pittsburgh and their running backs also. You know, they feed off each other.
Yeah. But that number, like his season regular, I say Likely's regular season average is 24.2 yards per game, playoff 34 yards, or at least the one game. But it's still, I don't know, it's risky. It's risky. I don't know how much they're going to feed him.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
I'll drop it.
Yeah. We're going to drop that one. It's a good one to have, but we're going to drop. We're too unsure. Well, what else you got?
Yeah, so let's go to a guy who is pretty sure. Isaiah Pacheco, his number set at 63.5 yards. He has blown by that. He blew by that over by 25 in the first game and then 34 last week against Buffalo. So this is a Baltimore defense that's good, but still 13th in the NFL throughout the season in opponent rush yards per game. So 63.5 could be a low number for the way Isaiah Pacheco's playing. You're going to go over or under that for the Chiefs running back one?
Prop it over. Give it to me.
Agreed. Over.
63 and a half.
Over.
Pacheco, he's getting the rock and he's towing it. I understand that they got the great linebackers to stop the running game, but Pacheco, he's going to get his opportunities. They're going to feed him the rock. He's going to get 19, 20 carries potentially. Give it to me.
Deservedly so. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying Andy Reid and running the football, but they love giving it to Isaiah Pacheco. And granted, he's always falling forward. So, I mean, he runs so daggone hard, man. So, I like him, man. So, I'm going to go with the over also.
What was it? Someone said he runs like he wants to bite people or looks like angry at the ground. He does. He does. He's incredibly fun to watch. So, I'm taking that over. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jersey. Rutgers kid. So, yeah. Shout out to him. What's the next one, Kev?
Well, this is just reminding me. We're talking about anytime touchdown props in this game and things like that. What was your guys' reaction when the first touchdown score of the game? I don't know if it was first touchdown score, but he scored early. Nelson Agholor scores for the Ravens. I had a bet on OBJ to score first. I got to know your guys' reaction. As Philly people, what did you think when you saw that guy find the end zone?
This mug. No.
When you look back at just last week's games and the playoff games so far, not only did Nelly have a touchdown, I believe CJ Gardner-Johnson had an interception.
Come on, yep.
it's just kind of getting thrown back in our faces all over the place here. But I actually had to read that highlight for my job on the news on Saturday night, and I laughed literally as I said it because I'm like, of course he did. Look, I love Nelly's success. Good for him.
You know, it's crazy because then I looked at Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, another one. Like, the list when you really look at the names, it's like, oh, former Eagle. Yeah. Another former Eagle.
Jordan Poyer. All right. He came in as a cornerback. We cut him. He goes, now he's an all-star safety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been, like, for 3 years, mm-hmm. one of the best safeties.
Kyle
in the league.
Hamilton, I believe the Eagles could have gotten him, and they drafted Jordan Davis.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it's just pain.
A lot of misses. But, yeah, Nelson's one of the guys that I put high on my list of guys that I've interviewed before. So I just, any success he has, I'm happy for him.
Yep.
He's just a great, genuine, good dude. So I'm happy that he had any success.
What the boys say, you know, catching babies, unlike Agholor.
Yeah. He went through a tough time, but he got through it. So he's putting himself and making sure he has a long, good career. So I'm happy for him. What you got next, Kev?
All right, we got a couple more. Let's go here. Marquez Valdes-Scantling had, I guess you consider, a big game last week. He had two big-time plays for the Chiefs down the field, getting 60-plus yards on the day last week. So his number's at 14.5. For a guy like him, that's one reception. So you're basically betting on Marquez Valdes-Scantling to get behind that defense one time. Do you think the Chiefs have success getting behind Kyle Hamilton and those safeties with one big-time play to Marquez Valdes-Scantling and those receivers, or no? 14.5 for him.
That's like snake oil right there, you know.
I'm propping it.
You are?
Yeah, because the focus is Rashee Rice. The focus is
Travis Kelce.
So one of those other guys, whether it's him or Justin Watson, are going to at least have to have two catches in this game, right? Like, because to me, that number, all you need is two catches. It's going to have two catches in this game, and two catches should get you over that number.
Oh, wait, no. I'm looking at his yardage from last week, which was 62.
Yeah. So it's 14 and a half.
Right.
What he says, it could be just one catch, but to be safe, you say two catches. Either Marquez Valdes is going to get that or Justin Watson. So I kind of like for that to happen, as long as they don't drop the ball. You're going to get the targets, and you're going to get the ball in your hand, catch it. So I'm a prop this one.
I'm going to drop it. He did have a unusually big game last week with 62 yards, but his regular season average is 19.7 receiving yards. So, given the weather, given Baltimore's defense, I'm dropping it. Okay.
That is just so hard. I can't believe I'm having doubt that he's going to get one pass for 14 and a half yards. I'm really doubting it. But that means the number is just so low. I think I'm going to have to drop it also. I got to drop it, man. I just don't trust his hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, listen.
I don't trust his hands.
I get it. I'm going out on a limb on that. But yeah. it could happen. You got some more, Kev?
We got one more. We got 1 minute left. Travis Kelce got to do it. 62 and a half yards. He's gone over that both times in the playoffs this year. Is he going to find it 62 and a half on Sunday? 1 minute.
I'm dropping it. I'm saying it right now. I'm dropping
Ooh.
It. I am dropping it. I'm a love look up in that box and laugh at what's going on in the box. I can't see him doing this. So no, I'm dropping it.
Okay. I'm going to drop it as well because I agree with Barrett. I want them to pan to that box of all the cool kids, have them looking sad.
You start us hating the day we hate.
Listen, I like it. I like hate. I'm a drop it, but not for hateful reasons. I just think he's going to be focused on so much, and with those two linebackers covering him all day,
absolutely.
And then yep. Kyle Hamilton on the back end is also going to be covering him.
Yep.
He's going to get bracketed sometimes. He got all pros that are going to be all around him,
right?
Which is even more reason why I say, hey, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you got to make plays, and Rashee Rice, you got to make plays, right? So those two are the two individuals that's going to be counted on. They're not going to let Travis Kelce do it. So that's the reason why. I'm gonna do that. You know what I mean?
I like that. And yeah, just to talk more about the Ravens defense on Travis Kelce, you're gonna have Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton likely, and then the Ravens corner is gonna be on Rashee Rice. So the Ravens backfield is really like built to stop really like most of Patrick Mahomes' passing options. So you know, going back to that Marquez Valdes-Scantling prop, like he could get the ball to the more underrated receivers because the others are likely going to be tied up. But I am going to drop the Travis Kelce prop.
He'll get the targets, but you know, whether or not he gets the numbers depends on his hands. Right. All right, let's take a break. When we get back, it's 49ers Lions, the other championship game this weekend, the night championship game. One team expected to be there, one team maybe surprised everybody by being there. All right, this is the Sunday Spread. Sean Bell, Devin Caney, Barrett Brooks. Welcome back to the Sunday Spread. Once again, championship weekend. We talked about the Ravens. We talked about the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll talk more about our favorite props in that game later. But now, let's break down the Lions and the 49ers, the NFC Championship game in San Francisco. 49ers favored by 7 in this game. That's big to be favored by. Over-under is 51.5. Moneyline 49ers minus 350. Detroit plus 275. The 49ers in the championship game. Once again, I think this is 3 and 4 years?
Yep, 3 and 4 years.
3 and 4 years, or is it 4 and 5? I think it's 3 and 4 years, right?
I think it's 3 and 4, yeah.
Okay, they're in the NFC championship game. That says enough. They're in it once again, trying to get to the Super Bowl. Detroit Lions and just, we're happy to be here mode. Not that they're happy to be here. Obviously, they want to win, but it's sort of like they're playing with house money. They got their first playoff win since 1991 last week. Also, at the same time, I don't think anyone really expected them to be here outside of Detroit at this point. Already in the NFC Championship game with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and they played great, great, dominant football last week while the 49ers were shaky as hell, right? 49ers almost lost to Jordan Love. It's funny. My brother said this to me. Shout out to Don Bell, CBS. He said, Jordan Love looks like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre had a light-skinned baby. That's what he said to me. Because damn it, it looked like a little mini Aaron Rodgers out there with Jordan Love throwing off the back foot.
Man.
We're just flipping it around. And he ended it just like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers usually ends it.
Yep.
With a loss?
With the interception, throwing the ball across back fit, like they did Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, like highlight where they split screened it of all three, and it was like the exact same play.
No way.
Of like playoff ending interceptions.
Oh my god.
Hey, rule number one, quarterback, don't throw it back to the middle of the field when you're scrambling right. Like
across
just don't
your body.
Do that. Across
yeah.
your body.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love did it. Nevertheless, I'm glad Jordan Love proved to all of us that he's a player to be reckoned with because it was looking shaky early in the year. But now it's like, all right, we were right that Jordan Love is a player. Sorry.
And he has young weapons, too.
Sorry, Kev. I know Kev doesn't
like
that.
All props to the Packers, though, man. Like, they not just – it wasn't just a – they proved that it wasn't just a Cowboys classic choke job in the playoffs. Like, they came to play both games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't end their way. But, like, Brock Purdy was trying his hardest to lose that
Brock
game
Purdy
to the Packers.
Brock Purdy stunk.
Well, I'll tell you this, though.
So bad.
About that Green Bay team, they have the youngest – as far as youngest roster in the NFL right now. The youngest roster. So they have some great things. And I can remember we were like, what, a quarter of the way through the season, they wanted that. They wanted the head coach's head.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to fire him immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he brought these guys back, resurrected them. But Brock Purdy.
Stunk. You ain't got to tell me.
I just don't understand why he was trying to force it you know, so much. You know?
I pay attention to Brock Purdy more than anybody. He stinks in the rain. We said this earlier. He stinks in the rain. His accuracy sucks in the rain. You've never seen a more inaccurate quarterback in the rain than Brock Purdy is. You know all the combine stuff, small hands?
Yeah.
That's must would it be. You got small hands, kid. You don't know how to handle. Hey, you don't know how to grip that thing and let it flow. So
that's why he's the last player to drafted in the draft.
But that's also why I'm like, wait, it's 65, 70 in the Bay, no rain with clouds. That's why my pick has changed, because I'm like, all right, he's going to be in sunny weather. It's going to be okay because of that, and he's going to be all right. But the other caveat when you talk about injuries, Deebo Samuels. What is Deebo going to be? I know he's limited participation. It's not broken. He's probably going to play. At what percentage is he going to play at? Is he going to be a decoy? We don't really know. Dev, we'll start with you. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we'll get to the props and bets later. Mm-hmm. Analyze the game. What do you think?
So you mentioned the Deebo injury, and I think that that's massive. Even if he plays and he's not 100%, that's a big loss for the 49ers offense because he's such a massive part of it. Mm-hmm. What does make me lean towards the 49ers having the advantage regardless of Deebo's status in this is the Lions defense, especially their pass defense. They're pretty solid, actually, at stopping the run, which is good news for them because you got to contain Christian McCaffrey. If you can contain him, that limits like half of the things that they have to worry about when you're looking at this 49ers offense, especially if Brock Purdy comes out, and I know it's not going to rain, but isn't playing his best football. Mm-hmm. You really have George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk then to contain. Can the Lions defense contain them? I don't think so, and that's why it's hard to really bet against the 49ers in this one. I mean, you look at the Lions defense, their last two playoff games, they surrendered 408 yards to the Bucs, almost 7 yards per play, and then 425 yards to the Rams, nearly 8 yards per play. What do you think they're going to do against a 49ers offense that's been rolling opponents all season long? Hopefully it's not, like, I hope it's a close game. I think the 49ers just have the edge regardless of Deebo's status, though.
Yeah, with Deebo's status, that's the big thing. Because with Deebo, they're a force to be reckoned with. Without Deebo, the odds are, I mean, it knocks, like, what, 5 yards off their passing average.
Yeah.
When you look at Deebo's effect on this game, I think if he comes back and say, yes, he's playing, then that number might go to 7.5. But if they say he's not playing, I see that number going all the way down to like 6.5.
You know what I'm saying? It could drop more than that.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, we're talking about it may drop one or 2 points. So he's definitely he's the definite, you know, as far as level mover because of his, you know, who he is and what he brings to his offense. When I look at what I saw from the 49ers, though, and their defense, I was shocked on how well Green Bay, you know, we talk about love, but it wasn't love that really won that game for them.
Their offensive line.
They ran the rock
on
that 49er defense. Mm-hmm. They imposed their will. They had receivers blocking those two great ends they had. Receivers blocking on the edge and running outside them. I was so surprised that Nick Bosa and Chase Young got blocked by receivers. And minus splits being close to the line of scrimmage and the offensive line, they were able to block them one-on-one, and they'd get to the outside. So we know that the Lions are going to run the rock. We know this without a shadow of a doubt. Montgomery, you know, and the rookie, they're going to run the rock, you know what I'm saying? So how do you go forward with that? You mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, his speed, he's faster than what they saw last week. So to me, it's going to be a little more even than I thought. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going with the under, no question, because I don't know if they could stop. I don't know if they could stop their running game. That offensive line. The only thing right now, we talk about injury. Jonah Jackson didn't practice. To me, that's huge, and we don't know if Frank Ragnow, starting center, if he's healthy. I mean, he balled out, man. He was the reason why they scored that last touchdown. They ran right over his back. So, this is gonna be a good game, man. I mean, my second set of wings, you know, I might throw a little extra hot sauce in them. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be a good game.
So you think it's going to be a shootout?
I think so. I really think so. I don't see any team's offensive line, at this point, health being the issue with the Detroit's line, but they're better as far as the offensive line. I mean, they, you know, Trent Williams is the best offensive lineman in the NFL. But I tell you what, that offensive line as a whole, as a total, is better in Detroit.
I think the 49ers win by double digits.
Wow. How?
I don't think you're wrong.
How? Explain to me how.
Okay. I want it to be a close game. Like, trust me, I love the Lions story, and I want them to succeed, and I love that they're back in the playoffs. But
it's you guys hard. Realize that they played at home last week against Green Bay. Green Bay, they were at home against Green Bay.
And I was going to answer that. Let me tell you why. One of the situations I was worried about when I was looking at teams I didn't want to play, right? It wasn't the Cowboys or the Eagles. It was I didn't want to play the Rams. I don't want to play the Green Bay Packers. I don't want to play any coach has that intimate details on how Kyle Shanahan runs his offense and his defense. Matt LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan came up together.
Yep.
Yeah, right? So you talk about the blocking schemes and all the things that he was able to chip Nick Bosa because they run the same things. Yep. They understand their offense like the back of their hands, each other. He understands defensively what you need to do. He understands every aspect, Matt LaFleur, of Kyle Shanahan and what Kyle Shanahan does. And that's one of the reasons the 49ers had such a tough issue dealing with the Green Bay Packers because of Matt LaFleur's understanding of how to break down everything.
They were boys.
Everything, yes, yeah. Boys, Kyle Shanahan does. Same with Sean McVay with them coming up. And that's one of the reasons I thought Green Bay's
Were they in Washington?
Were they able to run? Yes, they were in Washington together, yep. And they were in they were actually in multiple places together. But that's one of the reasons why they just knew when teams face the 49ers, who, again, you can see all the film in the world, but don't have the intimate knowledge of dealing with Kyle Shanahan. The first time they face it, they get smacked. Right, the first time they have to deal with one of those healthy squads, understanding all the motions and understanding what they do and understanding how the defense wants to do this, that they get smacked. But again, the Detroit Lions don't have that experience. They don't have that guy on the staff that has the experience with Kyle Shanahan. So I think it's going to be tougher for them to do so. Also, if Brock Purdy plays decently, last week's game wouldn't have been close, right? Brock Purdy, again, stinks in the rain. When you get good Brock Purdy, think of every game that you ever saw. When I watch Brock Purdy, I know in the first two drives what's going to happen in that game. If he almost throws a pick or does throw a pick in the first two drives, it's going to be either a loss or a game that's going to be a three-point difference. If he's on, the 49ers blast everybody they face. If you see him right away that, oh, this kid is accurate and he has it today, it's not even close when they play anybody, even good teams. So I'll know in the first two drives, Brock got it. It's over with. If he doesn't have it, then it's going to be a tight game. I think he is going to have it in this game. One, because, again, Dan Campbell and those guys don't have intimate details on how Kyle Shanahan runs his plays. Also, it's going to be sunny weather. It's going to be fine. So even without Deebo Samuel, Brock Purdy's going to have a level of comfort that he didn't have in last week's game. So I do think Brock Purdy's going to play well. And when Brock Purdy plays well, it's lights out for whoever the 49ers face.
Another key matchup that everybody needs to look at and watch your props with this. Amon-Ra St. Brown against Shajarius Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He always follows the best receiver. And at this point, Brown is their best receiver. If he can shut him out, it'll be a long day. A long, long day for their quarterback. A long day.
So, and again,
it's a key matchup right there.
Especially because St. Brown is not going to be able to run in the middle of the field without seeing Fred Warner and Dre, right. And Dre Greenlaw, right? Like, it's not going to be one-on-one and you're going to have these opportunities. No, because the defense that they face has Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw drop 20 yards down the field on certain pass plays to keep things right in front of them.
Tampa
and
too.
They're fast enough to chase you and get it done. So it's not going to be a situation where everything is just going to be flat-out man. It's going to be man out wide. But when you get in these parts –
you got guys.
That's basically zone coverage, baby.
And they can run. I mean, he can run with anybody, too. You know what I'm saying? Those two linebackers can run with anybody. I've seen them run with receivers before. So, yeah.
That's why I'm with Dev. I think this game, especially if Brock plays well, is going to be a blowout. We'll continue the discussion next segment along with some prop it or drop it for the San Francisco 49ers, Detroit Lions NFC Championship game. This is the Sunday Spread. Once again, welcome back to the Sunday Spread. Devin Caney, Sean Bell, Barry Brooks, presented by BetMGM. We're breaking down the 49ers-Detroit Lions game. Dev, I ask you, what do you think because we both believe the 49ers are going to win solidly in this game. What happens in a Detroit win?
Ooh, that's a tough question. What happens in a Detroit win?
Like what?
I think that, like Barrett said, they run the ball down the 49ers' throats using Jahmyr Gibbs, using David Montgomery. They do like shorter passes too. I know Josh Reynolds was out with ribs in practice, but I think he's set to play. Jameson Williams, you know, they do have a lot of options. And then on top of that, Brock Purdy has to make some mistakes. That's how the Lions win.
Yeah.
To put it simply.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy has to be bad Brock Purdy from one. And also, one of the things that you, if you notice about the 49ers defense.
Oh, and they have to stop Christian McCaffrey. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. You gotta, I don't know if you can do that, but one of the things that the 49ers' weaknesses, cornerback position, is they're too handsy. And if you even saw in the Green Bay team, Ambry Thomas and Tre'Davious Ward will consistently get pass interferences, holdings down the field, right? Like it's consistent because they and it's always it's funny because I know players, Barrett, you can speak to is how refs have to sort of you have to figure out what the refs are doing,
right?
Like how what they're allowing you to do because those two individuals I can see are very handsy. They like to get their hands on you at all times, and some refs let you get away with it, some refs don't, and they don't know how to play when you don't let them get away with it. So I think that's going to be a big situation, is the 49ers defense allowing the Detroit Lions to further possessions because of penalties, because a lot of the problems with that 49er Green Bay game was not just in the first half, not just them not being able to stop the run, but the Green Bay had the ball forever. They had the possession forever. Because
they ran the ball consistently.
Because the 49ers, even with Brock Purdy playing the way he did, they were able to score or get scoring possessions a lot. More than not in that game. They didn't punt a lot, right? They didn't have turnovers like that. They just didn't have the ball a lot because their defense was allowing long, long possessions. So Detroit can have long possessions and continue possessions with penalties. The 49ers are always in trouble.
You're right. I mean – you know, I love key matchups. I love, you know, watching Clash of the Titans, and I think the Clash of the Titans is Aiden Hutchinson versus Trent Williams. This is a match made that I'm going to have my wings ready to watch that. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson is one of those go-hard guys with so much athleticism, so many pass rush moves, but you just got to have a total brawler. It's going to be a street fight between those two, man. And oh, if he goes to the other side and goes against Colton, what's it, McKivicks, he'll beat him all day. So they're going to have to bring help his way. And if they got to bring help his way, it's going to take a little bit out of their game, you know, going against George Kittle. He might have to stay in the block a little longer, you know, guys like that. So Kyle Juszczyk may have to stay in and help with Aiden if he goes to the other side. But that matchup with, you know, those who got Trent Williams and Aiden Hutchinson, that's going to be much-watched football, man.
Listen, and to be honest with you, like I think George Kittle is such an X factor.
Bro, he is the truth, man.
George Kittle, I would argue, in my opinion, that George Kittle is the best tight end in the game. Now, I know a lot of people would say no to me to that.
Most complete.
But he's the most complete tight end sure. And if George Kittle played in a pass-happy offense, like what type of numbers would he put up if he was put in an offense where it's just like we're going to pass a lot and pass it to you a lot? Like George Kittle does what he does blocking half the time and still gets 1,000 yards receiving. Like he's unguardable one-on-one. I think he's going to be one of the biggest outliers in problem situations with the Detroit Lions come up in this game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, good safety. He can't guard George Kittle.
No.
Well,
he's too small, he's too little.
What the Lions did, they allowed Cade Otton to get a touchdown and gave up 65 receiving yards to him, which might not sound like a lot for a George Kittle type tight end, but Cade Otton's not on George Kittle's level. So.
Exactly. And we're talking about a guy, he can do it all. Like when he blocks, we'll go out and check out, be that safety valve for him. He's such a smart, smart player. And you look at him, he's just down to earth. You know what I'm saying? He plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. He's having fun out there. That's what I respect most about his game. But, you know, I mean, even, you know, they have guys to just bring their hard head to work. That's one thing about the 49ers that, you know, I do like about them. They have guys that go to work. You know, Deebo Samuel.
You hear that, Philadelphia? That's the Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Eagle over there saying he likes something. That he likes something about San Francisco. I'm just saying.
They bring their hard head.
Speaking about Philadelphia, let me ask you this, Barrett. And I know our producer, Kev, also asked this in our chat. So we know that the revenge game for the 49ers kind of happened for the last year's NFC Championship game against Philadelphia earlier in the regular season. Is that bad loss where Brock Purdy went out with a really bad injury last NFC Championship game last year? Do you think that's going to be on their minds at all?
I don't think so. I think that they have one thing in their mind. You know what I'm saying? After they beat up on Philadelphia, it was like their season went from going and playing Philadelphia in that revenge game to now going and winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that was their total focus this entire year. Mm-hmm. And I know this from talking to a couple players. They wanted to beat up on Philadelphia, set the tone, because they always felt as though it was either Philly or the 49ers. You know, who was the better team? And going into that game, they didn't know, because at that point they had lost three games. But once they beat up on Philadelphia, from that point on, they were the number one team in the NFL. And those guys are convinced. They're already getting their ring sizes already. That team is getting their ring size already. So, I mean, to me, they're the most consistent team right now as far as, you know, on the NFC side. They're a physical team, and they're playing the game the way they're supposed to be playing. I just don't know if they allow Detroit to run the ball on them. Mm-hmm. They will have no shot in the Super Bowl against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to stop. They need to convince themselves that they can stop this run game. If they don't stop this run game in Detroit, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. They must stop that. So I think that's what their focus is. They've got to stop the run of Detroit. And Detroit's going to try to run it too. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to check them, you know, and you know, that's where, you know, they need to convince themselves. That defense needs to convince themselves. I said all along, Javon Hargraves, he's not trying to stop the run. He wants to rush the passer. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Eagles didn't sign him back, because he didn't want to run the ball. I mean, he didn't want to stop the run. So since he didn't want to stop the run, they let him ride.
Yeah. But listen, last week, Aaron Jones was the first 100-yard rusher the 49ers let up in like 60 games.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I think it was 59 or 60. Yep. So it was kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I know they ran the ball all over, but I don't think it's going to be something that is consistent. Let's go to our man, Kevin. Let's go to Kevin Lapka for Prop It or Drop It. Kev, what you got for the NFC version of this?
Let's do Prop It or Drop It, NFC Championship style. Let's go first TD score. Let's look at that market. Those are always fun things to bet, especially in these big-time games. Come on, guys. We got three games left in the NFL season. You got to play something on BetMGM for first TD score and get a little value. I'll read this one for you. David Montgomery plus 900 to score the first touchdown. And I'll tell you why this is interesting, because I was reading an article that said Kyle Shanahan is going to defer. He said he was going to defer against the Packers. Sean, I don't know if they won the toss in that game and deferred. Do you know?
I don't remember.
So he said that they would defer. I don't know. I remember what happened, but they'll likely defer in this game as well. But the Lions also love taking the ball if they win the toss. So you might get that first drive to beat the Lions. So plus 900 on a Lions player and a guy in Dave Montgomery who they typically go to in that first drive before they mix it up with Jahmyr Gibbs and other guys. Plus 900 seems like good value. You're going to prop it or drop that for a first TD.
Drop it. I don't trust you to come out right away and score on the 49ers. Oftentimes when people drive on the 49ers, they end up with a field goal. I don't think you're going to get in the end zone in the first possession. And I think in order for you to think Dave Montgomery is going to get this, it has to be in the first possession. I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree. I would probably prop it if it was an anytime touchdown. But the fact that it's a first touchdown, I'm going to drop it. Good value, though. Plus 900.
That's great value. And, you know, looking at it from that standpoint of the 49ers are going to defer it. And we know Dan Campbell wants to keep it.
Which I love, by the way. I'm like the one of the few that's anti-defer.
Right.
It depends on the team, I know. And I know most people defer and their stats back it up. I just think, why not try to score on your first
right,
drive?
Right, right,
why
right, right. So, I mean, to me, that's I'm going to go ahead and prop it. I'm going to prop it because it essentially says they're going to get the ball first. And I believe in Dan Campbell. And you know, he's going to be uber aggressive to try to make sure he goes and scores. They're going to do whatever they can. And the first 15, each team goes into a game with 15 plays. That's usually what the norm is, 15 plays. And usually that 15 plays are the best plays that they run. And I'm sure Dan has a game plan. He's going to be super aggressive, want to set a statement against this defense. And this is where the game's going to be won, this first drive. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to prop that. I'm going to prop it.
Okay. Okay. What you got next for us, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I say it is because both these teams are second and third, respectively, Detroit and San Francisco, that is, in first quarter points per game and in scoring, you know, on the first drive. So if you're trying to find some value there, then let's go to the other side real quick before we get into some other ones. CMC, the only good value you're going to get for him to score a touchdown is either with two plus touchdowns at plus 160 or first touchdown score at plus 325. He's minus 300 to score any time. So there's really not a lot of reasons to put money on that as a straight bet. You might throw it into a parlay to boost the odds a little bit, but I'll do a little would you rather here for this. Would you rather bet two plus touchdowns for CMC at plus 160 or first touchdown score for CMC at plus 325? Because it feels inevitable he's going to get in, but in which facet?
Hmm.
What was the two touchdown?
Like you said, I believe plus 160.
Huh? Oh, that's a drop. I'll go with the two touchdowns. I think I'll go with the two touchdowns. I'll go with the two touchdowns. I think you'll get a catching one and a running one. I'm going to go with the two touchdowns. The first one is just so hard to do. So that's why I'm like, but I think, again, they're going to hammer him, Christian McCaffrey. He's going to get the rock. I think they're going to have a high-scoring game. That's the one I would go with. Yeah, I'll prop it.
I'll prop two touchdowns as well. I feel like first touchdown score is so open that it's hard for, I don't know if I've ever had a first touchdown score bet hit that I've placed, because like it always ends up going to like a random receiver and it doesn't hit. So I'll go two touchdowns for Christian McCaffrey as well.
I actually like first touchdown also.
I mean, the value is great. It's like first basket in a, or method of first basket in a basketball game. Like those are always funks. Like you can get a lot of money for one bet, but it just is rare, it feels, at least for me, to hit.
Yeah, I'm going to go two touchdowns because, I mean, just like, you know, stopping a run, the 49ers are going to want to oppose their will. So they're going to try to pound the rock with Christian McCaffrey. So, I mean, why wouldn't you say, yeah, two touchdowns? Whenever they get two touchdowns, I mean, it's like crazy what their, you know, what their winning percentage is when he, you know, when he does that. So
yeah, but keep in mind, Lions do excel at stopping the run.
Well, they stop in the red zone. They have, like, the best red zone stats in the playoffs right now as far as scoring in the red zone and stopping teams in the red zone. That's kind of crazy to me, you know, but they are tops as far as being in the red zone, scoring, and also stopping teams in the red zone. So, hey.
They're also top three in rushing yards allowed and rush yards per carry. So, but that's not touchdown. It's not stopping two touchdowns.
That's a tough one. What else you got for us, Kev?
All right, Barrett mentioned this big-time matchup, Charvarius Ward versus Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra is balling these playoffs, 110 yards the first game against the Lions in the wildcard round and 77 last week against the Buccaneers with a touchdown. His line is set at 84.5, but Charvarius will be on him all day. Who are you going with, or are you going with that 84.5 with Amon-Ra St. Brown over or under that receiving total with a great matchup there?
That's definitely a drop. I'm dropping that. Right now, I mean, there's no way. Tre'Davious Ward has become one of the most aggressive shutdown corners of the past 3 years. He is that work right now. So I don't know if Amon-Ra St. Brown can deal with that type of pressure.
I don't know, because Tre'Davious, he likes bigger wide receivers. I think those smaller, shifty guys, he has more of a problem with dealing with. If you put him on a big guy like DK Metcalf, it's shut down city.
Right.
I can run with you. I can be physical with you. I can do all those things. But those guys who are a little more shifty in and out of their routes quicker, he can have a little bit of a tougher time on. So this is.
He's just a physical guy, though. So he tries to stop guys off the line. That is a tough matchup for him. You know, a little shiftier guy. But I'll tell you what. I don't know if I'm still going to go with the under.
I'm going to hesitantly drop it.
I'm going to drop it. He had 77 receiving yards last week. Picked up, I feel, by the end of the game. But for a while, my parlays were not looking good in props where I included Amon-Ra St. Brown. But I think against that 49ers defense, it's a drop.
All right. What else you got, Kev?
All right, last one. 1 minute. It's your guy, Brock Purdy. 279.5? I don't know. It seems a little high for your boy, Brock. No rain, though. His last game, he had 252. You going over under that 279.5 for Brock?
279?
Mm-hmm. Dropping.
I'm propping.
Why?
I'm popping. Again, I think it's a sunny day. He's going to be passing the, he's going to be passing the rock around. Some of that is going to be off of Christian McCaffrey. He had a terrible game. We all agree last week.
Yep.
He had 254. He was 20 yards away from that. Kyle Shanahan likes to still put the ball in his hand and let it fly. And that's where the Detroit Lions' weakness is, like you guys say, their pass defense. And the Detroit Lions, like you said, have given up over 400 yards the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They've been outgained.
So if the 49ers are going to get over 400 yards, Brock Purdy's going to come close to that number, if not surpass that number.
That's just a really high number.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I don't think he's hit over that since December 10th against the Seahawks when he had 368. Oh, was that total yards? Or I don't know. Either way, no. Given the way he's been playing lately, I do think they're going to pass the ball more. Brock Purdy had his regular season average 257.5 pass yards per game. Last week he had 252. I just don't think he's getting to 279, okay. Over 279.5.
I'm not going to hate this time. I'm going to go ahead and prop it simply because Brandon Ayuk didn't show me anything last week. He's going to want to go out there, and they're going to try to target him. He's a big game type of threat,
mm-hmm.
especially with Deebo Samuels and his shoulder. I'm going to go with both he and George Kittle. Will, you know, both have probably have 100 each, you know, so that leaves, you know, 70 for Christian McCaffrey, 70-something for Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuels. I think he'll do it.
I think he'll do it. Listen, let's take a break. When we get back, we're going to actually give our picks. We're going to give our picks to these games and our favorite props to these games to say who's going to go. I think all of our, when it comes to our picks to go to the Super Bowl, I think that's been sort of broken up already, right?
Yeah.
You had the Bills.
I mean,
did you have the Ravens?
Let's give our official select. Well,
I had the Ravens, yeah.
But now
he's still intact.
Now that we're reseeding and we redo the Super Bowl.
Yeah, all right, I guess we get a redo, except Barry. Barry's still on his. All right, so listen, we're going to do all of that coming up next on the Sunday Spread. Welcome back to the Sunday Spread. Again, championship weekend. So now it's time to give our favorite props, our picks, and our final analysis on these games. Barrett, I'll start with you, and we'll start in the AFC. We'll all do AFC, and then we'll go to the NFC. AFC, Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens, tough game. Before you give your bet picks, what's your overall pick?
I'm going with the Ravens, the better overall team. Even though you have, you know, the magic man over on the other side and Patrick Mahomes, I really like the way this Ravens team is playing, and you know, basic fundamental football, playing great defense and running a rock. And I mean, I'll start off with my rushing props. Lamar Jackson, 64.5. I'm going with the over. There's no question I'm going with the over. And also Patrick Mahomes, 26.5. I'm going with the over with him. He's going to be running for his life. So, yes, he'll be running a rock. He'll be running around there. So, yeah, I'm going with the over for him. I think a little safe bet, you know, just because it's 6.5. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 6.5. That's easy money. Easy money. But, after that, you know, Isaiah Pacheco, 63.5. I think that's a safe bet. Hard-nosed runner. I like the physicality of the way he plays. Even with their linebackers they have and the defense that they have, they'll be able to run the rock on them. And, you know, rushing is where I'm probably going to put the majority of my bets this game as far as my props. When we go to the other side with passing, I'm going with the under with Travis Kelce, 61.5. I'm going with the under. Rashee Rice, I'm going to go with over 59.5. He'll get over 60. After that, Isaiah Likely, 21.5. That's tough for me, you know, because Mark Andrews is back, 34.5. I will go with 34.5 with Mark Andrews. After that, you know, to me it's like fool's gold after that, man. It's, you know, to me there's, you know, no other bet I want to go with in receiving yards. I'm definitely not going with Nelson Aguilar, 15.5. Even though he scored this last game, I don't see him going up above that. And Zay Flowers is interesting at 42.5 because he balled out last week. And he's been playing well this last half of this season. But, you know, he's just a rookie. You know, can he function under the big lights of being in his first, you know, he's in the playoff, being in his first AFC championship game. We'll see. But, I mean, I love the rushing props. Not as much as the I'm not so much high on the receiving yardage.
Okay, that's a lot to take in. Baltimore Ravens are the Baltimore Ravens. It's still Still makes me nervous to pick against Patrick Mahomes. Dev, what are you thinking on this one?
For both games or starting with AFC?
We're starting with the AFC.
So AFC, I like the Ravens winning and covering the spread. I just think that they're the more talented team. You know, like I said earlier in the show, they're the best defense that Patrick Mahomes has faced all year. The Ravens have won more than half their games against winning teams this season, while the Kansas City Chiefs have struggled, especially offensively. Ravens have the better lines, better linebackers, better special teams. And Lamar Jackson is the MVP right now, so it's just hard to pick against them. Also, you know, let someone else have a chance. Come on. For props, I like Lamar Jackson over 64.5 rushing yards. Again, we don't know what the weather is going to be right now. It's not looking great. It's not looking super bad, but also not great. Potentially wet and windy and cold. And he had like 100 rush yards last week. He's averaging over 51 rush yards throughout the season. I think that he can hit 64.5. And the last time Lamar Jackson played the Chiefs, it was 2021, so it was a while ago. He had over 100 rush yards. And Gus Edwards, over 45.5 rushing yards. When you look back at who the Ravens have lost offensively throughout the season, it's actually really impressive that they've been able to stay as consistent and dominant as they have. They lost like three different running backs. So Gus Edwards is Lamar's guy in terms of handing the ball off. I think they're going to do that again, given the weather, given this Chiefs defense. I think Gus Edwards hits over 45.5.
I
know it's hard to bet against the Chiefs.
But how many times have you said what you said?
What?
The Philadelphia Eagles are a more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
In almost every position.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bills are a more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs.
They were injured.
And almost every they were still a more talented team.
And their defense kind of they were injured, especially defensively, and I feel like they missed a field goal. I don't know. I feel like that was more of a Bills loss.
That's normally what we do after Kansas City Chiefs.
I know.
Well, they were this and
but
they
I'm
were that,
saying I can't
and they had
describe
this.
It. If there's a team that's going to knock the Chiefs off and end that, like, how did they do it? Like, head-scratching wins by Mahomes doing his magician stuff. It's going to be Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I think they win. I think they not only cover the spread, I think the Ravens win by at least 7 points.
Oof.
Yeah.
Book it.
Ooh. You think Patrick Mahomes' team is going to be dominated, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think
they're going to get stomped.
I said this. Oof. Taylor's not happy with you. You're not allowed.
I'm not happy with Taylor.
You're not allowed to go to her next concert, okay? You're going to have to sit that one out. Talk about her man
okay,
like
I
that.
I probably can't afford it.
Yeah, exactly. The tickets like what? The cheapest ones are like, $1,400 because it was right across the street from where I work at.
Mm. You got to get the resale.
And it was $1,400.
Yeah. That's resale. You got to get, like, there's a whole, because I did this for Beyonce, like, there's a whole thing where you got to get waitlisted. You got to sign up for a thing, then get waitlisted, and then wait for your number to pop. Then when your number pops, you got, like, 6 minutes to go find your spot, buy the ticket, if you want to get the regular price that it's supposed to be.
That's just too
much. But if you don't get into that zone in these places for the big artists, it's then going to be $2,000 a ticket. It's that. So you can.
Well, and I already went to Taylor's concert, so she's probably not gonna have another one for another like 5 years anyway. So
let me ask you guys.
Look at you. Are you denouncing your Taylor Swiftum? No. Are you denouncing being a Swiftie? Or put it on record right now.
I love Taylor Swift's music. I always have. I think I just need a little break from her. Yeah. And it's not her fault. Like, I don't want to be
Swift
a bad.
Overload.
It's partially her fault.
But it's not like it's not her fault that the cameras go to her like every single. I think she
hams it up for
she's
it.
She's acting like a girl in high school who's dating the captain of the football team, and I'm disappointed
married?
In her for that. I hope not, because I can't take this forever. I'm sorry. Guys, when I tell you I'm so conflicted over it, because I've always loved Taylor Swift. Like, I was so excited to go to her Eras tour. Like, I grew up with her. I love her music. It speaks to me. It's like too much.
She said it speaks to me.
She's like basically my age. Like, every one of her albums came out around the right time. Like, when I was
13, you're lucky number two?
No, I like seven. Number seven. But
you have breakup songs for past boyfriends? Like, it hit perfectly.
Oh, my God. Now we're getting so in-depth here. No, like, So when I was in high school,
that's what she's
Taylor
known
Swift
for.
Is like around my age. Okay. So when I was in high school, she was writing songs for when I was that age, and I resonated. I think it's why she has so many fans, is why she's so famous, because her songs
mean
something.
Because a lot of people hate their exes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You grew up with Taylor Swift. I grew up with
You old Barrett.
And she's another like awkward tall blonde woman. Like, I don't know. It's I just think it's a bit much. I don't like her infiltrating the NFL. And again, I'm not blaming Taylor Swift. Swifties, don't yell at me.
Her name
I am one of
married.
You. No.
Travis got to change his name.
I'm going to end it with this.
Travis got to change his name.
I think it's less about Taylor and more that I don't love Travis. I'm a little sick of the Kelce family.
Whoa!
I'm going to say it.
Where does this come from?
And that includes Jason Kelce. They're like this close to jumping the shark.
Whoa!
It's too much, guys.
I've never heard Jason hate. Whoa!
Am I wrong, though? It's too much.
It is. I mean, they got
it's
the
like
podcast.
A little bit
they got
too,
everything,
like,
you know?
He's like this close to jumping the
got
shark.
Got his shirt off.
Which, like, I love, but then it's like, all right. Like,
he's drinking beer out of.
Yeah, he drinks beer and takes his shirt off. Like, he's crazy. We get it.
Look how quick Philadelphia turns on you. Whoa.
I had a question. I forgot. No.
Wow, Jason. It's just. Wow,
I love
Travis.
Jason. No,
okay,
no.
Okay.
They're still great.
No, you ain't got to explain.
I was never a fan of Travis Kelce because he plays for the Chiefs and he beat us in the Super Bowl. Like, I never loved him. But now it's just like they're everywhere. He's on every commercial. It's too much. So, sorry.
I get it.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I don't see any.
I don't even got nothing to say. I'm just in shock at the. I wanted to bring the hate at the beginning of this show. I didn't think you guys were going to gravitate towards my hate.
I'm sorry.
As much as you're gravitating.
One more
thing.
Like, how annoying is it? And it's not just Taylor Swift. Whenever anything happens, it's like you go to the box of all the cool kids, like Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes' brother, and Jason Kelce with his shirt off.
Jared Carmichael.
Taylor Swift always brings some like other super famous person along with her. Like Cara Delevingne was there last week too. It's like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. Like, we understand you guys are famous and cool. Like, congratulations. But it just is a bit much. Thank you.
I'd rather hang out with you guys. Just put it like that.
Wow. Dev does not like the cool kids.
I don't.
I want to sit you on a therapist couch right now. Just forget about this analysis. Like, I feel like you were one of the cool kids in high school. Are you okay?
Oh my God, what is this conversation?
Are you okay?
Evolving to? I'm okay.
Just, okay. Thank I was just. You. I was just making sure. All right. The popular kid. I feel like this is the movie Mean Girls. Did you watch Mean Girls growing up? Lindsay Lohan
Obviously,
and all of
that? I love that movie.
Of course.
Yeah. I never
of
watched
Of course.
It.
What?
This isn't his age, bro.
It's a classic. Yeah. That's a movie I could probably like quote almost 90% of the way through.
Yeah. This is an episode of the Mean Girls right now.
Am I the mean girl?
You're not the mean girl. But you're the mean girl who like, you're the mean girl who becomes popular with the mean girls. You're trying to get back at the mean girls. Then all of a sudden you're in the mean girls clique.
Oh my God.
You don't
God.
Know how you got there. Isn't that the plot?
I'm just trying to mind my own business.
Wow.
I didn't grow up on it. I didn't watch Mean Girls. I like stuff like
it's a good movie.
Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Mm. That's one of the best movies.
I don't
movies.
Even know. I've never even
yeah,
heard
I
of
don't
that.
Know.
That's you guys' homework for next week.
Dude, I didn't even heard of
that. Old okay. Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay, but then you got to watch Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If that's yeah. the case.
It's funny. Tina right. Fey's from Philly. All right. From Upper Derby.
All right, I'll try.
Local Connect. Yeah.
All that to say is
I love that Kev's probably sitting back there like what is happening?
Hey Kev, why don't we have Dalvin
to
Cook
do with betting?
Yeah, why don't we have Dalvin Cook rushing props?
I don't nobody care about no Dalvin.
Bro, he's gonna props. Be a factor. Remember, write it down. Let me write it down.
How you gonna go from Taylor Swift, Ryan down. Reynolds to Dalvin Cook here? Come he on, Barrett.
A read veteran, the, read, veteran player that wants to
read the room. Read the room. We don't care about that. You know what I mean? I want to see Taylor Swift in a flag football game. That's what I want to see.
Me too.
I want to see a celebrity flag football game and see how awkward some of these
well,
people look.
Well, put it like this. She will be able to go to the Pro Bowl with future hubby because they're not making it to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Ah, da, da.
Wow. Oh, drops pen. Ah, love da, da. It.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow. Wow.
I agree.
I told y'all I was going to wait until the end of the show to pick. I'm sorry. The NFL script has been written.
You're going with the Chiefs.
How can they not pick Taylor Swift to go to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas?
You're just, you know what
this
you're waiting for?
This is the script.
You were waiting for me to like passionately, vehemently go against a team, and then you were going to choose whatever team that was.
I didn't write
the
script.
You just like annoying me.
I didn't write the script. It's not my script to write.
You just like picking the team that everyone else hates.
Taylor Swift in Las Vegas. That's
you expect that not to happen? I think she's going to be on tour for the Super Bowl anyways. She starts the international leg of her tour back up. Fun fact.
You think she won't cancel that tour for the Super Bowl with the way she's been acting?
That would be
pathetic. You don't think she's going to cancel the start of this tour? So she could bring all her celebrity friends? So she can bring whatever the other celebrity. Justin Timberlake's going to be there. He got a tour. He'll be in the box. Her former crush.
Just to put a bow on this by the way, conversation. Oh, there's Hugh Douglas.
Look at Big Hugh over here interrupting our show being in the glass. Look at Big Hugh. Look at the disrespectful. What'd I do?
I played with you.
Hugh, we on air right now recording. We got 1 minute. Why are you yelling at us? I was saying something smart. Hugh, I thought we was y'all dogs.
Yeah, we on air.
No, I just came in because I saw two black people.
Oh, okay.
What about me?
There's multiple.
You know, you're my dog, Deb. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Ain't too many. So I just saw two black people. It's like Deb, let me tell you. It's an unwritten rule that when you see the brothers, you have to acknowledge each other.
Yeah, you got to say
whatever.
You have to. It's an unwritten rule.
It's a head nod.
If you see two together, you got
to
say
it's good because you interrupted us talking about Taylor Swift going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's not going.
Yeah, thank you. Tell him why the Chiefs aren't going to the Super Bowl.
I want Detroit to go.
Get out of here. I picked the 49ers. Yeah, it is going to be loud.
Because I want to see the Gator boots. I want to see the Coogee sweaters.
The Averest jackets.
Yeah, you know anything about Detroit?
No, not on that level.
Now later Gators, all that. It's gonna be hood.
Yes.
If Detroit goes, it's gonna be nice though. It's gonna be a nice look.
It's gonna be nice.
It's gonna be if Detroit and Baltimore go, that's Wakanda.
Hugh Douglas. Okay. All right.
Oh, that was amazing.
Wakanda forever in the Super Bowl. You heard what Hugh Douglas had to say. Former Eagles. Great. All right. Sunday spread. We went way over time. We'll come back. I'll finally give you my picks. We ain't do none of that yet. Well, a lot of side talking here. We'll be right back. Sunday spread. we're back. Sunday spread. It gets real random on this show. You know what I mean? You never know. You never know what you're gonna get. But
that might have been the best cameo ever, though.
Hugh Douglas came in here talking about Wakanda forever with Detroit in the Baltimore Ravens. I didn't get to my picks for the AFC game, so let me get to that real quick. I am picking Kansas City because I'm sick of not being right when Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid wins, and then I go, oh, well, I guess I should have picked them. So, Baltimore, that's my gut. My mind is telling me what y'all say. Mm-hmm. Baltimore Ravens are overall just flat-out better team. I'm just never betting against Patrick Mahomes ever again. So, it is what it is. It's a Tom Brady effect. You don't want him to win, but he usually finds a way to win. So, I think y'all will be right, but I'm going with Kansas City Chiefs in this game. When it comes to my bets, I'm going with Rashee Rice over 59.5. I know he only had 47 last week, but he usually is consistent in getting his numbers for me. I'm going with Isaiah Pacheco over 63.5. He's consistent in getting his numbers for me. So I think those two guys play really well and do what they had to do. I didn't take the Mark Andrews anytime touchdown, but I will take him to go for over 34.5 yards. You know what I mean? I think he gets like 4 catches, 40 yards, and has that type of game. You know what I mean? That's low. 4 catches.
Great tight ends.
4 catches for another great one. And that's what I'm going to – those are the bets that I feel good with this game. Let's hop on over to the NFC. Dev, start with you. Pick who you think is going to win the game and the props that you like.
Did you say you like the Chiefs plus the spread, sorry, or just winning just outright?
Outright winning.
Outright. Mm-hmm. So I'm like you on the AFC, but with the NFC, like I don't want the 49ers to win, but I just think that they're going to because I don't like the way that their offense matches up with the Lions' defense, especially the Lions' pass defense. And that being said, so I like 49ers to win. I don't know if I like them plus the points. I'll just go 49ers outright. I like Brandon Ayuk over 100 alternate receiving yards and an anytime touchdown.
Yep.
I think he's in a position to have an absolutely monster performance.
Yep.
Whether or not Deebo Samuel is 100% or if he's out or not, I do think Deebo will play. But even if he does, Ayuk is going to be guarded by a Lions cornerback that haven't really been playing up to par all season long, and I think he's going to absolutely cook them. So I'm taking Brandon Ayuk props all day and the 49ers to win.
Oof, okay, okay.
I'm going 49ers win. I'm going with the under as far as, you know, point total. I'm going with the under. I think these two defenses will allow a lot of rushing yards, so I think the clock will be going, so there won't be a lot of opportunity for big plays, but, you know, they'll run the rock pretty consistently. So I'll go with the Christian McCaffrey, 86.5. I'm going to go with the over there. Jahmyr Gibbs, 48.5. I'm going to go with the over there. The David Montgomery, though, I'm going to go with the under, 42.5 with him. Even though I am still with the you know, I'm still going to go with the David Montgomery first touchdown bet, prop bet. I'm going to go with that. And then, you know, for receiving, you know, George Kittle, 61.5, safe bet. 80.5 with Brandon Ayuk. You talked me into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and go 80.5, you know, simply because we don't know what Deebo Samuels and, you know, his health. But, of course, I got to go with my tight ends, you know. Sam Laporta, 46.5, going with the over. Christian McCaffrey, I'm going to go 36.5 with him. Receiving yards, he's going to catch a little screen. And then George Kittle, 61.5. Easy, easy bet, you know, with him. 60.5, I got to go with the over with that. Then after that, you know, I'm kind of iffy with everything else. Really iffy with everything else. Amara St. Brown, I can't go with the 85.5. I'm going to go with the under with that.
So what we talked about earlier in the show, I want to get your guys' genuine opinions on this, because I never know when it comes to running backs in a team that has multiple options like the Lions, who to take. Like, I know, right, David Montgomery technically has more touchdowns, but Jahmyr Gibbs also has been putting up numbers. Like, who do we take both at the same time? Like, I just never know what to do when it comes to the Lions offense.
And that's tough, too, because, you know, you got a rookie. You know what I'm saying? Jahmyr Gibbs is a rookie.
Right.
On being,
but
on
David Montgomery
stage
is the one who fell short for me last week.
Right.
He didn't hit,
right,
his rushing props for me. So now I'm kind of torn and scarred by that experience.
Yeah, that's tough. That's real tough. You know?
And it's they ride the hot hand, too.
Right.
Right. Like, it's like who's ever hot, and then that individual gets all the carries early on.
And it's always the person I didn't bet on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, usually they allow David Montgomery to be the one to get the rock first,
mm-hmm,
and they let him go first to see if he's good. So usually I like to pick David Montgomery because he's the guy who's going to get the first shot at it and get the most rushing attempts. But, yeah, either one. I'm staying away from both of them in this game, if I'm being
honest.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I'm not betting.
Why?
I'm not going to bet
at anymore. All?
Mm-mm. Not 48.5 or 42.5. Okay. I'm staying away from both. I can't see the 49ers run defense getting shredded the way they got shredded last week.
And that's huge. You know, that's why I said it's going to be they're going to try to set the tone early. Both teams are going to try to set the tone early. And would you set the tone by running the rock, you know, trying to impose your will? You got a Detroit team, and we all know that, you know, they bite kneecaps and everything else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Campbell, you know, I played with Campbell also. And he was always that hard-nosed guy even back then when I played with him. So they're going to want to establish the run. He was one of the better run blocking tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to try to set that tone, and again, especially against that defense. And that defense is going to say, all right, then nobody's running on us like that again. So we're going to stop that now, stop the bleeding now. So when we go into the Super Bowl, and that, yes, I am picking the 49ers to be in the Super Bowl, their defense is going to, all right, we got to stop the bleeding now, because we know we're going to be playing against a run oriented, dominant of offense of the Ravens. Yeah, so Ravens and 49ers Super Bowl.
Yeah, again, I got the 49ers, obviously, but again, the running scares me. George Kittle, 61.5, easy money to me. You know what I mean? He's an absolute monster, an absolute problem when it comes to getting a rocket. If Deebo Samuels isn't all the way Deebo, then George Kittle is going to get a lot more looks.
Yes, he is.
And if he gets a lot more looks, I don't think anybody can actually guard him. I'll go Christian McCaffrey, alternative, just total yards, over 105 and an anytime touchdown. Right, I think that's pretty safe to say. Even if he gets just 75 yards rushing, you can count on him to get another 25 to 35 catching the rock out of the backfield and going one-on-one with a backer or a safety. So I think Christian McCaffrey over 105 and an anytime touchdown.
Are you concerned at all that Christian McCaffrey seemed not fully injured last week, but he was still like kind of stretching?
Hobbled, yeah. They were working on him
last week.
They were working on him the entire game.
Especially after having, what, like 21 days rest?
I just think he was also just stiff too.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I've had this problem. I got to get loose. We haven't played in a while. You saw some of those issues with the 49ers too last week.
Where it comes to rest, having too much rest.
They haven't played in 21 days.
Yeah.
Right? Like Brock Purdy and all those guys haven't played in that long. So now that they get this under their back and be like, all right, geez Louise, all right, this is back to high-level football, I think he's going to be just fine with that. So, again, I think Brock Purdy is going to be able to have a good game. I said I like him over 279.5. Again, if he had a bad game and had 250,
yeah,
they're going to try to really pass the rock early in this game, and that's what he tries to do is pass the rock early and run late. And so that's what I like in this game. So, again, what that means is I have a 49er Chiefs Super Bowl, a repeat of 2019, although my head says 49ers Ravens like you guys, but, you know, I'm just trying to piss Devin off, so I got to pick the Chiefs. You know what I mean? That's just what I do. Let's talk real quick about the coaching carousel. We only got 2 minutes left, but let me pat myself on the back real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You called?
I said San Diego. San Diego. Yeah, they are the San Diego Chargers. I'm not calling you LA Chargers. I said Bill Belichick would be the perfect fit 1 week, and then the next week after that, I said if it's not Bill Belichick, it's Jim Harbaugh. They hired Jim Harbaugh to be the coach.
Perfect fit for him.
He's 44-19-1 as an NFL head coach.
Yep. Crazy.
Like, he is the ultimate winner. Any just coaching surprises for you guys, because we only got 1 minute left?
Bill Belichick is still not hired. That's a surprise.
And Washington still doesn't have a coach either.
And Washington still doesn't have a coach.
Or Seattle.
And Mike Vrabel's also still unemployed. I don't know if either of them's going to end up in one of those two places, but that's shocking to me that they're both still available.
Yeah, I'm surprised Quinn isn't went up and interviewed up in Seattle yet.
Yeah, that's Dallas. True. That's true.
I'll just say this for Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick is interviewing teams, not the other way around. I don't think it's a situation where it's like, hey, we don't want you, Bill. Nah, he's just like, I don't like that. I'll wait a year if I have to.
Or
I'll look at those other teams like,
that's what Doug did.
Yeah. Or I'll sit out for a year because I don't like these situations. I think Bill Belichick is picking as opposed to the opposite look. Like, there's no way that the Panthers didn't want Bill Belichick. Think Bill Belichick wanted the Panthers?
Right.
I think in Atlanta, he said, I want these things. And they were like, but Bill, we can't do. All right. Then no. Like, I think he has that luxury. Just like I said, Jim Harbaugh, he could have been in the NFL quicker than this.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I don't like those situations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm going to sit out. So I think Bill is just waiting.
Okay.
Just waiting, and then we'll.
It worked for Doug.
Yeah, and then get to a spot where you like with the quarterback you like in a situation you like.
Yep.
And I just think that's what's going on with Bill Belichick. All right, that's a wrap for a heated and hate filled Sunday spread. I love it. I love all the hate. I love all the pessimism. And we're gonna talk about it next week because again, if Taylor Swift goes to the Super Bowl,
there's
gonna be a lot more hate for us to give out, and no more tickets for Devin Caney. This is the Sunday Spread. Enjoy the conference championship games. Devin Caney, Sean Bell, Barrett Brooks, we out.
This is the Sunday Spread with Super Bowl champion Barrett Brooks, Devin Caney, and your host, Sean Bell, on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.